Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 11th, 2019. Today our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on November 8th, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 9 advanced, 3 declined, and 5 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 318,277 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $5,328,411.56. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 194,074 shares, changing hands for a value of $2,078,668.54, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited with a volume of 111,705 shares being traded for $2,850,803.39. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited contributed 3,551 shares with a value of $37,924.68, while Republic Financial Holdings Limited added 2,218 shares valued at $277,250. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing $2.06 to end the day at $125. Conversely, First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 38 cents to close at $41. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 71,642 shares valued at $1,724,406.94. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.07. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.85. Hepley Caribbean Property Fund Limited, SCC Development Fund, remained at 67 cents. Hepley Caribbean Property Fund Limited, SCC Value Fund, remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $7.15. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Friday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 2,772.23 points to close at 496,314.03. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 3,064.94 points to close at 544,990.31. The JSE Select Index advanced by 76.27 points to close at 12,892.13. The JSE Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.25 points to close at 98.69. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 1.51 points to close at 134.81. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.65 points to close at 96.82. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 36 stocks, of which 19 advanced, 11 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 16,549,353 units, valued at over $101,400,917.25. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 6,580,550 units, followed by Radio Jamaica Limited with 4,314,000 units. 635 units, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 2,642,146 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, three traded firm as 7,206 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $24,846.02. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the volume leader with 3,236 at a high of $2.92 and a low of $2.92 before closing at $2.92. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited and Cave Shepherd Company Limited, which traded 2,220 and 1,750 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what is a leverage ratio? A leverage ratio is any one of several financial measurements that look at how much capital comes in the form of debt or assesses the ability of a company to meet its financial obligations. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.